This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Well, thanks for joining us this morning on Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. A new poll shows only a small percentage of workers are extremely satisfied with their current job. The Gallup study shows half of U.S. employees are watching for or actively seeking a new job. Joining us to talk about the trend, Marcus Baer, professor of organizational behavior and vice dean of executive education at Washington University. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Do these numbers surprise you?
They don't. If you track these numbers over time, there's a clear decline in engagement and motivation over the years, even prior to the pandemic. I think the pandemic just accelerated this decline and made it more visible to the public.
What do you think is causing people to feel such dissatisfaction at their jobs?
I think organizations are neglecting people or have neglecting them. And if you think about it from a standpoint of motivation, why people want to go to work, they want to do meaningful work. That means the job has to be interesting and complex and rich, and they want to feel they belong to something, something larger than themselves. And I think organizations may have not done a good job in fostering those aspects of motivation.
How hard is this for managers? Because they're people too. They're human.
They are. But I think we have treated people for a long time as transactional assets, essentially. And I think that the pandemic clearly highlighted that there are other ways of organizing are possible, but they do come at a cost. The cost is that people are removing themselves from the workplace and are not feeling that they belong to something like a community. There was a study a couple of years back that showed nicely that managers undervalue the value of feeling that you belong to a collective, and that's what mattered most. So managers have quite a bit of influence because they can make people feel that they belong to a collective or group, right, and that their employees are valued by them.
So talk about what happened during the pandemic and the hybrid and remote work arrangements that still exist, where some of those people have continued to kind of pull themselves out of the workplace. How has that changed the dynamic at many businesses?
I think it accelerated the decline of a sense of community. And it showed clearly that other ways of organizing are possible. So people can work from home, but they do feel more isolated. Research also shows that you have lack of access to networks of mentors at work. And as a result, You may not be as promoted as fast. So there are certain costs to doing that. But also when people just force, organizations just force people to come back to the office in an unstructured manner, they often sit there equally isolated. So the way I see it, in all honesty, is that there were issues wrong in American corporations. The pandemic almost just was shining a light on it and making it more visible, I think, to everyone what is not working well. So organizations have a lot of work to do in bringing people back, but they cannot just mandate people to come back because they say so. I don't think that's a good enough reason for many people.
What about employee expectations? Are we realistic about what we should expect from our companies?
I think we are. I think we can demand more from organizations. One of the factors that came out in the survey that you mentioned at the beginning, right, was that performance expectations have to be reset. To some extent, that's true, but performance management is not done well. So we don't really pay close attention to what people are doing and how well they're doing. As a result, they often feel treated unfairly, right? So they do remove themselves to some extent motivationally from the work. I do think we can do a much better job at that because that's pretty well understood. And secondly, building a community takes time. And I do think we need both employees and employers for that. You cannot expect to be part of a great venture by just working at home in isolation. So my hunch is that we will have a somewhat of a two-track system in the future where certain people are willing to do that and they will get certain other benefits. And certain people essentially work as freelancers from home. So if you don't need meaning from your job or you don't want to belong to a collective that does something amazing, then working from home might be just appropriate for individuals. But it do come at a cost, I think, and people need to know that.
Let's talk about outside demands, because that's another thing that the Gallup study looked at was customer expectations for businesses, that employees felt like expectations had increased, demands from customers had increased a lot.
Yes, and I think we do have to temper those expectations to some extent. People perhaps are very easy on themselves in the sense that they say, I want to work from home, but I expect the same service from the organizations that I engage with, right? So if you want a certain type of approach in which you work, meaning you're not in all the time, we cannot really make these expectations or have these expectations for others. So I think that speaks also to the issue of fairness, right? During the pandemic, it became clear that certain individuals who are really important to businesses have to work and they have to come back to the office. And others can stay home. Now, this creates unfairness among people, the same way it does when we have too high of customer expectations. So what I'm advocating for is that organizations have to bring people back. I think that's inevitable. It will show clearly that there's going to be decline in innovation capabilities in organizations because people are not working face-to-face and they're not solving important problems anymore. And in bringing people back, you have to be mindful. You have to give them a reason, right? There has to be a strong pullback. You cannot just say, come back, because the alternative has worked for the last 3 to 4 years. But it has to be a special purpose or mission why people have to be at work and work with one another. And there has to be a benefit from that, and it has to be communicated. And I think then we can also have high customer expectations, or customers can have high expectations on their part. But otherwise, I think we need to be a little bit more reasonable and forgiving.
One last question for you.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's say an employee really does feel disconnected, disenfranchised. At what point do they just say, yes, I need to get serious about finding another environment?
I think if the employee believes that the issues are systemic, so for example, that performance management is done poorly, right? It's often not only the role of the supervisor or leader, but it might be reflective of the entire system. If there are a lot of people working from home and there is no attempt an orchestrated attempt to bringing people back in a mindful manner. And people feel underpaid. I think that's the third factor, probably. Then I do think it's time to move on. So in other words, if someone believes that the organization itself, it's not just a management issue or a manager issue, then I do think people have make sense to move on. But if you just move on for financial reasons and you're not looking for these active factors in your next job, you're going to be equally as dissatisfied. So if we prioritize pay over everything, right, then it's quite possible that at your next job, you also don't feel like you belong to something that makes sense or that you want to be part of. And there's some exceptional work. So I think having a more holistic understanding of what you are trying to accomplish in your own life and what organizations allow you to do that would be more helpful.
Dr. Breer, thank you so much. Appreciate your insight today.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
That is Marcus Baer, Professor of Organizational Behavior, Vice Dean of Executive Education at Washington University, joining us this morning on Total Information AM on KMOX.